Join me in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us to see in the power of your word that marvelous grace poured out upon us that becomes a guide for our lives. Help us to see that your love brings us peace and that we can find joy in realizing that wonderful justification we have through your Son. And so we turn to your word. Bless us as we share that word this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Simple question. You're all at peace, right?
No.
You know, what is peace? We hear a lot about it. We talk a lot about it. And what do we feel right here? Oftentimes, not real peaceful. In fact, we hear phrases like, oh, I just need to get away and find a little peace and quiet. And if you follow the world in which we live in or the nation we find ourselves in, you will notice that peace is quite elusive. We struggle with it. And yet, as we look at the epistle reading this morning, it talks about that very thing. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Interesting words. And yet, as believers, how often do we struggle with really finding that peace of God that Paul writes about here in Romans? This begins a section in Romans, chapters 5 to 8. In which Paul is going to elaborate on justification. It's summarized best in Romans chapter 3, and then he elaborates that in those three chapters, 5 to 8. In chapter 3, we read these words, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness because in His divine forbearance He had passed over our former sins." Think about it. As he begins this section, chapters 5 to 8, he begins with an affirmation, the love of God. He also ends that section in chapter 8 with a very similar type of statement, that we have that affirmation of God's love in our lives. Because you see, Paul speaks about justification with two parallel images. Being at peace with God and being reconciled by God. Metaphors that really come out of warfare and conflict. The Romans and the people of Paul's day, especially as he writes this to the Romans, would have recognized that imperial rhetoric that would have claimed that peace came through the Pax Romana, a benefit gained living under the emperor. Here, that peace often was the perpetration of violence. But here, Paul reminds us that that peace is through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not for the righteous, because that's how peace often is done within the world in which we live, and under that Pax Romana, that was the righteousness to live under the power of the Roman emperor. But you see, the peace, the love that Paul writes about here, not just for the righteous, but it was also for the unrighteous. It's a means of being at peace because we have been saved. Think about that. In our world, we have a great deal of talk about boasting. It seems to be a very strong characteristic of the human spirit and activity. Boasting and shame. They were very much a part of the Roman culture, and I would like to also say that probably they're quite prominent in our culture today. A great deal of boasting and a great deal of placing shame on others. But you see, as a Christian, and it's interesting because in this chapter, Paul sort of lifts up boasting as a good thing, but that boasting is on who we boast and on what basis we boast. In the first part, he criticizes boasting in his letter, and then he comes to this part and he speaks about it as positive and justified. Why? Because it is God our Father, our faith, that justifies us. We can rejoice in the glory of God. Our boasting is not on what we do, but on what Christ has done for us, what He has accomplished for us. We have peace with God, and we can rejoice in His glory because of what Christ has done. And then Paul goes into that section. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and so we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And he talks about how we get there. Moreover, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Think about that. Hope does not disappoint us. Takes us back to the garden, to the first Adam. There, Adam and Eve lost the glory of God through the entrance of sin. And so Paul compares the sin of Adam to that glory that we have in Jesus Christ, the second Adam. Through Adam and Jesus, the history of humanity is being revealed for us, revealing the power of sin at work in our lives, and the power of God's grace also at work in our lives. The first Adam, the second Adam. One failed when tempted. The other accomplished complete salvation when put to the test. Obedient to the Father through all eternity. It's interesting because this talks about how we get character in our lives. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Oh, I think about that sometimes in my life. We hear much about character today, only oftentimes we talk a lot about the lack of character. And in the public square, it's oftentimes an ongoing discussion among us. What do we mean when we talk about character? You see, I don't know about you, but I don't particularly enjoy suffering. And yet, in the midst of suffering, it's a good place to go is Romans chapter 5, because we are reminded that there is a reason sometimes for suffering in our lives. And when I'm in suffering, there's a lot of times I have to honestly admit, hope isn't the first thing I think about. Because of the pain or whatever it brings. But yet, when you go through a difficult period in your life, who do you turn to? When things aren't going the way you think they ought to go, it's easy to lose hope. And yet, what does Paul remind us of here? We suffer, and through our suffering, it brings about endurance, and through endurance, it gives us character, and character produces hope, which does not disappoint us. Think about that. That's the beauty of remembering this scripture when you're going through those difficult times, because God is there. He is with us. He stands beside us. He knows our every need. You know, it's hard sometimes, though. Because when we deal with suffering in our lives, it leads us to other places. It's easy to lose sight of the power of the gospel when your life is in turmoil or suffering and you're enduring all kinds of things. And yet, the beauty is that in the midst of some of these things, through the suffering, through the pain, through the loss, it's easy for us sometimes to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith, the Holy Spirit who is there with us to lead us through that journey. You see, I said there's two more metaphors here in this section. One is about that we have God's peace and His love. And we are reconciled to God. Think about that. In a world so focused on me, it's easy to lose sight of that. It's easy for us to talk about peace with God. But what does that mean? You and I have been reconciled by Christ's blood, by His suffering and His death. Through reconciliation. That reconciliation that only Christ can give us, then we have peace with God. It's not our doing. It's Christ working through us. Christ accomplishing for us what we could not accomplish. Born as sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, we are sinners. Original sin, a part of our lives. Born of water and the Spirit, we are also sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father because of what Christ has accomplished for us. You and I have been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. He has given us a new birth into a living hope. And that hope does not disappoint us. For in Christ, every one of us has been given that reconciliation that comes from God. And so we are here to celebrate God's love, to know that His love transcends all these things, and that God is with us. Yes, suffering produces character. What kind of character do we share in our world? Do we display God's love, God's grace, God's mercy? Or do we seek revenge or our righteousness? Character is living in the power of the peace that is ours in Christ. Having been reconciled back to God. And that reconciliation ought to transcend to each and every one of our lives. Amen.